from four local police agencies, was arrested Monday after leading police on a chase through city streets. 54-year-old Roy Jones Jr. was spotted on Cleveland Avenue. A sheriff's deputy then attempted to pull him over. Jones took off, driving through Northwest Santa Rosa, the Junior College neighborhood, and into Montgomery Village, running stop signs and speeding. Eventually, he was stopped at the intersection of Farmers Lane and Sonoma Avenue. He attempted to run, but was caught and arrested.
Your choice is clear. Al Gore and I are the guys who are ready to do the job.
Former Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut has passed away at the age of 82 due to complications from a recent fall. Lieberman nearly won the vice presidency on the Democratic ticket with Al Gore in the 2000 presidential election. The Democrat turned independent, stepped down from the Senate in January of 2013 after 24 years. The Illinois Supreme Court will hear an appeal of actor Jesse Smollett's disorderly conduct conviction for staging a racist and homophobic attack against himself in 2019 and lying to Chicago police. There was no date set for the court to review a state appellate court ruling which upheld Smollett's 2021 conviction. Of course, Smollett was born in Santa Rosa in 1982. The collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge is diverting shipping and trucking around one of the busiest ports on America's East Coast. Ship traffic entering and leaving the port of Baltimore is suspended indefinitely. Trucks that carry hazardous materials will also have to make 30 miles of detours around Baltimore because they are prohibited from using the city's tunnels. The cargo ship had undergone routine engine maintenance while in port prior to departing that morning. Thinking of heading to Lake Tahoe for an Easter weekend ski trip? Well, you'd better plan accordingly. There is a winter weather advisory this morning until 11 a.m. They're still getting snow and are expecting 6 to 12 inches for most. There's a lake wind advisory also from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. tonight with gusts of 40 miles an hour. Currently, chains are required on Highway 80 from Cisco Grove to Truckee and on Highway 50 from Kybers to Myers. Over the weekend, another 9 to 18 inches of snow is expected with more travel advisories. Our KZST News Time is now 5:33.
The Sonoma County Legal Line can provide you with answers to your legal questions regarding family law from Elisa Ehrlich and her team.
My husband is leaving, and he says he's entitled to half my retirement savings. Is that true?
My wife and I are getting divorced. How do I make sure that I can keep seeing my kids?
Divorce can be emotionally devastating and legally confusing. Hi, I'm Elisa Ehrlich, certified legal specialist in family law. I have 25 years experience with child custody, divorce, support, and property division. We'll help you with the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership and get you through it with compassion and understanding, all while protecting your legal rights.
How do I protect myself and my kids and make sure we have enough money to live on during the separation and divorce process?
Elisa Ehrlich and her team will guide you through the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership with compassion and understanding, always protecting your legal rights. Real answers from the law offices of Elisa Ehrlich. Find out if you actually need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to SonomaCountyLegalLine.com.
We've changed the game, so you don't have to look for the lowest prices on new cars anymore. Jimbo Nissan of Santa Rosa has them. During the Nissan Thrill of the Drive sales event, our entire lineup of game-winning Nissans is marked down to the bone. Like the new Nissan Rogue, now just $279 a month. 2024 Versa, only $18,937. Or the new all-electric Nissan Leaf, just $23,650. When is the last time you heard of a new Nissan for under $300 a month? Or prices from under $19,000 for a brand new car? Don't wait till the game is over. This is your time to get the new Nissan you've always wanted. Rogue, $279 a month. Versa, $18,937. Leaf, $23,650. Beat the buzzer and dribble down to Jimbo Nissan at Santa Rosa today. We're on Santa Rosa Avenue or online at JimboNissan.com.
Road VIN number PC885327. Versa VIN number RL84152. Leaf VIN number RC550852. With approved credit, see JimboNissan.com for details.
With Indeed, their all-in-one platform makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com for more. In sports, today is opening day for Major League Baseball. The Giants are in San Diego. The A's are home against Cleveland. The Warriors beat the Orlando Magic 101-93 without Draymond Green, who was ejected less than 4 minutes into the game to play the Hornets on Friday. And your forecast. We picked up about a half inch of rain for most overnight. Not too bad. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy. Just a slight chance for a scattered shower. Highs will be cool, upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy early with increasing clouds late, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain and wind, with that wind gusting to 25 miles an hour. A chance of scattered thunder showers, too. Highs in the 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. The Powerball jackpot has increased to $935 million after no one matched the six numbers drawn. The numbers selected last night were 37, 46, 57, 60, and 66, with the Powerball being number 8. The next drawing is Saturday night. Now, the cash value alone for that jackpot will be over $449 million. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
I'm already a morning person, but make me laugh and I'm good to go.
KZST.
You and I go hard at each other like we're going to war. You and I go rough, we keep throwing things and slamming the doors. You and I get so damn dysfunctional, we start keeping score. You and I get sick, yeah, I know that we can't do this no more. Yeah. But baby, there you go again, making me love you. Yeah, I stopped using my head, using my head.
Welcome to your Thursday here at KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 5:41, 47 degrees in Santa Rosa, mostly cloudy today, mostly dry, upper 50s around Sonoma County.
good morning.
I think that you never.
100.1 KZST. It is 549, 47 degrees right now in Santa Rosa. Mostly dry today. The rain returns tomorrow. And if you didn't know, today is opening day for baseball. It's the Giants and Padres. Yay! Oh, Laura, before you go.
Hey, Danny. What's up?
Did you hear it?
Yes. I heard the new jingle. Very catchy. Good job.
Thanks, Aunt Laura.
Okay, gotta go.
But, do you think everyone heard it?
Well, Danny, it is on the radio.
Because I want everyone to know that we are carrying on Grandpa Catelli's reputation.
We have the best plumbers around, and you've organized our office so well that
okay, phew. Good. So, should I get that great big dancing noodle thingy for the front of the office?
Why don't we see how this radio ad here works first?
Oh, okay.
Don't want to use up all of our good ideas at once.
E-O-T-E-L-L-I, go tell me.
You're so wise. Kind of like a wizard.
Wizards of plumbing. I like that.
Visit us online at GatelliPlumbing.com.
Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, and welcome to Industry Spotlight. Today's spotlight is on the sales position in an industry you've certainly heard of. The industry has been around for over 100 years. More than 90% of Americans check it out every week. And the seasoned local sales pros make an average income that transcends six figures. The top 5% of earners in the Santa Rosa area. The industry? You're listening to it. Radio. If you're a sales pro who wants to make an income to match your skills, contact Steve DiNardo at Amaturo Sonoma Media Group at 707-284-9124. That's 707-284-9124. A career in radio and digital sales is fun, entertaining, and I believe we've already brought it up, lucrative. Set up your confidential interview with Steve today. Call 707-284-9124. Amaturo Sonoma Media Group is an equal opportunity employer.
Sonoma County's KZST, it is 551, 46 degrees right now. And well, I showed up to work this morning, so I did not win the lottery last night. And apparently no one else did either. So the Powerball jackpot now increases to $935 million. The drawing comes a day after a player in New Jersey won that $1.1 billion Mega Millions prize. Yep. Okay. I'll get back to work now. Because I have to.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No. I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, unstoppable. This kiss Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset. Baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's unthinkable. This kiss, unsinkable. This kiss, you can kiss me in the-
Morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, March 28th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 5:58. I'm Brent Hallin. Partly to mostly cloudy and cool for today. Currently sitting at 46 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Real estate developer Ken Mattson and his partner Tim LaFever are facing potential foreclosure on a number of their properties in Sonoma over unpaid property taxes and delinquent mortgage payments. 25 of their more than 120 properties are in trouble. Socotra Capital in Sacramento has filed notice on 19 properties for delinquent mortgage payments. Another 6 are in default over unpaid taxes, according to the Sonoma Index Tribune. 78-year-old Brian Douglas Schmidt Sr. was sentenced to 30 years in prison on Monday for molesting a young girl back in 2022. The incident took place when she was 7 or 8 years old. She referred to Schmidt as a fake grandpa, according to the Press Democrat. While Schmidt is from Petaluma, the girl and her family lived in Contra Costa County when the abuse occurred. A fundraiser for President Joe Biden in New York City that also starred Barack Obama and Bill Clinton has raised a whopping $25 million. His campaign said the event sets a new record for the most ever haul for a single political event. The event was held at the Radio City Music Hall on Thursday night. Shoppers may get a bitter surprise in their Easter baskets this year. Chocolate eggs and bunnies are more expensive than ever, as changing climate patterns are driving prices up. Cocoa is the main ingredient in chocolate, and about three-quarters of it comes from trees in West Africa. Severe seasonal winds and heavy rainfall have cut the amount harvested in recent months. Pope Francis appears in better health after walking into the Vatican Audience Hall on his own with a cane for his weekly audience and delivering his prepared text with a clear voice. The Pope's appearance on Wednesday was the first since Palm Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square. In recent weeks, the 87-year-old pontiff has often shown difficulties in walking and has been heard breathing heavily, there it is, during public events. Massachusetts State Police say a robotic dog helped avert a tragedy after being deployed where police were responding to an armed individual barricaded inside of a home. The dog named Roscoe was part of the state's bomb squad and was shot several times and disabled during the situation on March 6th.